You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1193 and the last of the week. We appreciate all you do for us.
We absolutely do. We love you guys. You're the best.
We're going to talk about some mysterious facts about the Allenstown Four. Tracy, it's estimated that there are well over 200,000 unsolved murder cases in the U.S. alone.
Well, that's a shame.
Some dating back as far as the 1960s. I guarantee there's a bunch of them dating back way before the 1960s.
No, I'm sure there is.
And even if a killer eventually is discovered by police, some of these cold cases remain a mystery because of a lack of evidence, and even death can halt a conviction. So many people die before they get convicted.
Convicted, yeah.
The mystery of the Allenstown Four, also known as the Bear Brook Murders, first unraveled in 1985 when two bodies were found hidden in a metal drum in a New Hampshire park. Over the course of the investigation, police narrowed down the possible suspects in the murders to a man who went by the name of Bob Evans, a drifter who likely lived in dozens of states under different pseudonyms.
And then opened his own restaurant.
He did. The suspected killer, it's just like that Frame gal that had the chicken place on.
Yeah.
The suspected killer was ultimately brought to justice for other heinous crimes, and he died in prison in 2010. In 2017, it was confirmed through genealogy matches that his real name was Terry Rasmussen, and that he was indeed the Allenstown Killer. In 2019, three of the four bodies were identified. However, the fourth victim remains unknown.
Oh, you were saying they couldn't identify the fourth victim?
Right.
Hmm.
So, I thought they said, there were four bodies hidden in the two drums. Okay. Okay. Anyways, here's a couple little things that have to do with that. In 1985, a hunter came across a steel drum that contained the bodies of women between the ages of 23 and 33, and a girl the ages of 5 and 11.
Ugh.
The hunter had been stalking deer on a property adjacent to New Hampshire's Bear Brook State Park. Near the property is a trailer park, but the police couldn't locate anyone who could provide any information about the barrels. Then, in 2000, a New Hampshire State Police trooper followed up on an investigation and found another barrel containing the bodies of two more girls, one between the ages of 1 and 3, and the other between the ages of 2 and 4.
Sick-ass people.
The decomposed state of the bodies that were found within the 255-gallon metal drums has caused problems for investigators. Though the remains of the first two victims were discovered in 85, with the second two victims found in a similar drum in 2000, the exact year that they died is unknown. However, investigators believe that the crimes took place between 1977 and 1985. What is known is the victims died a brutal death. The initial discovery of the bodies disturbed the community of Allenstown, but finding the bodies was only the beginning. Once investigators discovered the bodies, they began the process of trying to identify the cause of death. Though they were badly decomposed, it was determined that the women and a child found in the first barrel in 1985 were beaten to death. However, the two girls who were found in 2000 were unfortunately too extensively decomposed to determine their death. One of the strangest parts of this case was the length of time that elapsed between finding the first pair of bodies and the second. While a hunter in 1985 was the first person to report the bodies to police, it was actually a group of children from the nearby trailer park who first found the barrel. The kids, who were playing in the park, rolled the barrel about 100 yards from where they first found it. When it opened, they left it where it was.
So the kids got to see...
Probably. I don't know what they saw, but...
How traumatizing.
The second barrel wasn't found until 15 years later, and police reported that it was likely outside the perimeter of the original crime scene, which explained why it took so long for it to be found. So, they think that these bodies were actually put there at the same time.
Oh, but they just didn't find the other barrel until way later.
They didn't find the other one 15 years later. Very strange.
Hmm.
New evidence surrounding the identities of the four victims has come to light in recent years, thanks to technological advancements in forensics. Authorities were able to take samples from remaining body tissue and match it to water samples from the area. The bodies contained the same chemicals found in the environment around Allenstown, New Hampshire, where they were found, leading authorities to believe that they had been living in the area for at least 3 months before they were murdered.
That's amazing they can do that. This is crazy.
With the investigation stalled and no new leads, investigators continued to update the sketches of the victims using evidence uncovered with the help of new technology. While sketches in the past showed only basic features, the new sketches provided far more detail. These new depictions even show important details about the victim's teeth and how their hair may have looked.
So nobody would have reported anybody missing?
I don't know. So the case went cold after the second barrel was discovered in 2000, and it wasn't until 2017 that authorities announced a major break. A woman in California, who was abandoned by her father in a trailer park in 1985, learned that her mother was Denise Bolden, who disappeared from New Hampshire in 1981, with her then-boyfriend, Bob Evans. This led police to wonder if Evans and Bolden had disappeared together and Evans abandoned the child. Where was Bolden? So they began to speculate that Evans killed Bolden sometime after they left New Hampshire, and when police checked Evans' DNA against their forensic database, they discovered that he was in fact the father of the girls found in Allentown. Evans had already been convicted in the murder of another woman, Yoon-Soon June, in California in 2002. He died in jail in 2010. So, that was his kids in the barrel.
That he killed.
Yep.
I'll never understand it. Never.
People are crazy.
Mm-mm.
Anyways, that wraps up this week, guys. We thank you so much and we appreciate everything you do for us.
Thanks, guys. We love you.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.